Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Week 13 has passed us. Thanksgiving week passed us. Hope y'all all had a good one. Hope y'all enjoyed your Black Friday shopping and that you got everything you wanted. But we have games to review. So, Nick, take it away.
All right. First Thanksgiving game. Bears beat the Lions. 124-20.
Yeah, man. It kind of blows that the Lions could have won this one. But
I mean, who cares?
There's not much to talk about other than the fact that, there was moxie.
Lots of lunch pails being brought to work.
Lots of people staying or being the last ones out. I've always said, I don't know how, with all these people that, like, with all these stereotypes in the NFL, or, like, in sports in general, first one and last one out, I'm like, that can't be true. Like, if you tell me Tom Brady's the last one out, kudos, but, like, I'm pretty sure Stephon Gilmore is not the last one out, and guess who's the better player? We need to stop ranking players out of who leaves last. Stop shaming them for leaving early. Okay, I'll stop.
All right. Who cares about this game, really? I mean, come on. Two teams, their seasons are just meh. The Bills, they beat the Cowboys 26-15.
Cowboys are ass.
Yeah,
this was an interesting one.
They might
one.
Lose again.
So I told y'all that I had a really hot take I wanted to say for the podcast. It's not even a hot take. I wanted to say that Jason Garrett proves that white privilege is real. And I don't think there's much of an argument to it because he's a shitty-ass coach. That was just a joke, by the way. But he's a horrible coach. And the fact that – did y'all read that Jerry Jones was crying, like, after the game?
Good.
And like, Cowboys players were screaming, and it was, like, a ruckus in there. And, bro – like, you know what's the funny thing is that, you know, Jason Garrett has been talking – I mean, no. Jerry Jones has basically been taking shots at Jason Garrett. But, like, guess who has the ability to, I don't know, make a change at the head coaching position?
The acting GM / owner, which is a terrible combo.
I mean, the Cowboys – so currently we're recording this on a Thursday, guys.
Hang on. We're talking about the Cowboys. How in the world does any defense in the world on 3rd and 6 – give up 40 yards to Cordarrelle Patterson?
At the moment, the Cowboys are playing the Bears, and they're losing 17-7 at the moment.
I'm sick.
Is this the first time we're going to live react to football?
And 40 yards to Cordarrelle Patterson.
Sick. Wow. But the Cowboys are a mess, and I think Jerry Jones is sacrificing success to have a coach that bows down to him and kisses him. Either that or Jason Garrett has, like, video of Jerry Jones going into – what was it? I forgot the name of the –
massage parlor?
The massage parlor. Thank you. He probably has video of him or, like, him with, like, a bunch of, like, hookers from years ago. Hey, or him doing coke in the 90s along with, like, Michael Irvin.
How about the Cole Beasley revenge game, though?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah, you're right. Look at that. He also
the
brings
narrative.
His lunch pail to work.
The narrative. All right, that's enough about this game, though.
Chippy receiver.
The Bills might be halfway decent.
I need him on the Patriots soon.
Bills only one game back from the Patriots right now. So
1.5.
I think this was, like, one of the more impressive wins that they've had. I'll give him that. This, like...
But is beating the Cowboys impressive at this point?
Well,
like,
do you know what's
for the
crazy?
Bills schedule, yes.
I mean,
this is probably the most impressive one.
But, you know, what I found impressive this year is that the way we talked about the Cowboys the first few games, I mean, we thought of them as world beaters. And it's not like Dak isn't playing bad. Okay, fine. But you get what I'm saying. Like, the way that the Cowboys were being talked about was like, they're some great team, Super Bowl contenders, Kellen Moore this and Kellen Moore that. And, I mean, they've fallen back to earth really, really. I mean, and the thing is that I think that the Eagles are now – I mean, the Eagles lost, and they're still in the hunt.
Shitty division.
I'd also like to point out the Bears just went wildcat to Cordarrelle Patterson, and it resulted in exactly what you thought it would, an 8-yard loss.
I just pulled on the game. Oh, Matt Nagy just threw something on the ground.
Matt Nagy, the offensive genius, mastermind, wonder boy.
But yeah,
this is enough talk about the Cowboys.
Yeah,
especially
let's
the Bears.
Continue.
The Saints beat the Falcons 26-18. Who cares? Honestly, who cares?
Taysom Hill doing it all.
Child. Yeah.
Moving on.
The Swiss Army knife. The real lunch pail to work type of player. I bet you he's the last one in and the first one out.
And I think Sean Payton only's like, all right, fine, we'll give you 3 plays here. Shut up.
right, whatever. That's enough. That's Thanksgiving games. Yeah, pretty disappointing. The Packers, they beat the Giants 31-13.
Expected
outcome. Yeah. The Jets beat the Bengals. The Jets not beat the Bengals. The Bengals beat the Jets 22-6. Not the
shut down Darnold. I know that happened in one of my
Andy Dalton leagues. The return game.
Back. He's coming back. It's a revenge tour.
The Red Rifle strikes back. he's return reloaded. Yeah, he's reloaded. I think that fan that was like living on the rooftop can now come down.
Yeah. He can. Yeah.
He spent Thanksgiving up there too. But
the most interesting about this game is a guy gets his home back.
And we also can talk about the fact that the Bengals won and they're still very much they very much have the first round pick in hand. So or the first pick in hand.
No, not necessarily, because Andy Dalton really? Is still the starter. If they win a game and then the Dolphins tank the game against the Bengals, the Dolphins then inherit the one pick.
Is that really pass interference?
Yes, he pulled the shirt.
It didn't look like holding. It looked like holding. At the end. Oh, it looked like it happened.
That's a touchdown right there. 24-7.
Thank you for spoiling for me. I'm like a second behind y'all.
All right. So anyway, the Titans beat the Colts 31-17. The Ryan Tannehill breakout season continues.
I wouldn't say continues. He slowed down.
The Ryan
Tannehill
win streak continues.
There we go. It's more like Derrick Henry is a man among.
Are they even on
mortals.
That day of a winning streak?
Or he's a man among mortals.
I guess 3 games.
Okay, Anthony.
Well, they've won 5 of 6.
Who'd they lose to? I know the answer, by the way.
I don't give a fuck. The Ryan Panthers. Tannehill is bringing this team back from the dead.
I mean, I can't deny it at this point as much as I wanted to.
He's brought this team back to playoff contention. And I'll give a hot take. The Titans are going to win this division.
I think this is the first time the Titans beat the Colts in, like, many years, by the way.
I think
don't know
is.
The exact number.
They were definitely on a big losing streak.
It was at least a double-digit losing streak.
You're telling me that they managed to lose during, like, the Dan Carpenter? Was that his name, Dan Carpenter?
Yeah.
During, like, those days?
I don't really know.
The Colts had, like, two or three dark years after, like, when, like, during Andrew Luck, well, between Peyton and Andrew, and then, Or no, when Peyton got his surgery and he couldn't play. And then, like, during Andrew Luck's never mind.
Moving on. The Dolphins beat the Eagles 37-31.
How are you going to let the Dolphins score 37 points?
How are you going to let the Dolphins beat you?
This has got to be the most points they scored all
season. Sorry. Fitzmagic.
No. Fitzmagic's not back. He just humiliated a bad Eagles defense.
High in points was, it looks like, 24. So... Now they got 37 this week.
Let's just acknowledge that the Eagles are still very much in
their shitty division.
That Week 16 matchup was like it is going to be hyped and all for all the wrong reasons. Because it's like y'all remember when the Redskins beat the Cowboys for like and they like finished 9-7 with RG3 and it was like another 8-8 year for Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
This division is if you could win with 8-8 or 9-7, maybe 10-6 if you're fortunate.
Maybe 7-9.
Oh yeah.
The Browns
go ahead.
Beat by the Steelers 20-13. I don't care. This game is
Steelers are in playoff contention right there with the Titans. They'll be battling it for that last spot.
All I'm saying is that Duck Goose. He has 0 losses so far.
Boo. I don't like that nickname.
The Panthers were beat by the Redskins 29-21.
Ron Rivera got fired because of this.
We knew that the Panthers' run defense was bad, but man, who?
Making Darius Geis look like Adrian Peterson.
Even looked pretty good in this game.
Hey,
so.
Man, look, the Redskins strictly run the ball, and man.
How are you going to let Darius Geis average 130 yards? Or 13 yards a carry against you.
And also, the Panthers get stopped on the 1-yard line again.
I was going to say, man. Kyle Allen had a chance to lead the
open
win.
Receiver. Instead, he decided to run backwards for a loss of 20 yards.
Mahomes would have thrown, like, an amazing touchdown pass on that same play if you, put him in.
Well, who's comparing Kyle Allen to Mahomes?
Oh, not me.
Apparently, Johan. The Buccaneers beat the Jaguars 28-11. Yeah.
Not a score Gami, surprisingly.
And, yeah, it wasn't. Jameis Winston had 268 yards and no touchdowns, no turnovers.
No, I think he had one fumble.
Oh, did he have a fumble? Yeah,
he always has to have one turnover. That's how it works.
But the biggest story is Nick Foles got benched. Yeah. For Gardner Minshew.
Man, it's almost like I've been saying for years. Nick Foles is not a good quarterback.
He's getting spurts.
No, he's good with Doug Peterson.
No. That's called a good backup quarterback. If you can come in, play well for a handful of
games.
He's
an elite backup quarterback.
I'd just like to say that
I'm not a starting quarterback.
If any of us want to talk about backup quarterbacks, Nick knows best because Matt Flynn exists.
It's almost like any quarterback would have been good behind that Eagles team because that Eagles team was disgusting. Okay,
that O-line was amazing. It is impressive
that he won the Super Bowl as a backup quarterback, and that's why I consider him an elite backup quarterback.
Okay, a backup quarterback nonetheless who is attempting to be a starter for the Jaguars. There's a reason this dude was drafted to be a backup. Not to be a starter, but to be a backup.
He's only had one good full season, and that was several years
28
ago.
28-2, right?
I think so. Touchdown like to reception ratio. And he had the 7 touchdowns in one game. That's well.
Chip Kelly days.
The Ravens beat the 49ers 20-17.
And what was the game of the week? Should have been a late game time. Because the late games were shit.
That the 49ers frauding it up. I'm kidding.
No, this was the 49ers. I mean, this was it was raining the whole time. Garoppolo didn't play bad, but I mean.
You know what this is, Hayden?
What?
An ugly win.
An ugly win, yeah. Dun,
an dun, ugly win. These are the ones you gotta win, man. These are the ones that decide
yeah, the,
what kind of team
the
you
December
are.
Games in the rain. Hell yeah.
Throw in some really good NFL films music, and you set the mood there. And Lamar fumbled, and it was kind of cool seeing that all his teammates are like, "Hey, you're good."
He just got the ball. I guess it was a fumble, but he just got the ball taken away from him.
Also, I think that a 49ers play-by-play announcer figured out how Lamar Jackson's so good. I didn't see it. I don't know if y'all saw it, but
I didn't watch it. He did get suspended for it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to say it, Johan.
I guess he said that Lamar Jackson's dark skin mixes with the football, and that's why you can't see fakes. And I guess look at him cracking the code on Lamar Jackson. You just gotta bleach his skin. You got a Michael Jackson, Lamar Jackson to stop him. That's the only chance.
Michael Jackson, Lamar Jackson.
You gotta get him in a Pepsi commercial where he burns his skin off, and that's the only chance of stopping Lamar Jackson, according to this 49ers play by play man. They're just as bad as Italy,
dude. I was about to say, dude, they're pretending they're Italy soccer out here.
For those who don't know, an Italian magazine, I forgot the name of the magazine, but
it's like Calabria dello Sport or something.
Yeah, but like basically, I guess Inter and Roma are playing Friday.
Yeah, Inter and Roma.
And yeah, and they posted a picture of Lukaku. I don't know who the other guy is. I don't keep up much with Serie A or Roma, other than that Barca comeback. But basically, the headline was Black Friday, and like Italy's been doing it bad, man. And Italy's like peak what you don't do when it comes to race relations in sports.
Black Friday.
Them in Russia, and this was like look at the 49ers guy bringing the takes. I think that's how Bill's gonna find a way. Just okay, I'm done.
I hate you.
It's so bad.
We're taking it back to real football. The Rams beat the Cardinals 34-7. I guess the Rams are still competing.
Jared Goff looking at pathetic defenses.
They're competing, but I don't. I guess they do have a chance to pass the Vikings. I don't know if the tiebreakers hold. But they're going to have to win out, I think, I don't think 10-6 gets you into the playoffs in the NFC.
Yeah, they're one game back from what it looks like. So, it could happen.
Surprising they're 7-5. It seems like they're way worse.
There's got to be a really bad Kirk Cousins choke at some point, I'd imagine.
The Broncos beat the Chargers 23-20. Again, who cares?
The Chargers is another close game by less than a field goal. I think all of their games
they lose
have come
this
down
way
to a field goal,
every
or not,
time.
Not a field goal, but a one possession game. Every single
Dude,
loss.
Phillip Rivers every week just has to hate himself, man.
He needs to retire.
At this point, he's just creating kids because he needs something. He can't create wins. His team can't create wins, so he has to create something, and he creates.
Hey, Johan, remember when you said the Chargers and you got undefeated?
Yeah.
It'd be
the worst. They now have 8 losses.
Yeah, man, I'm regretting that. Yeah. I mean, it's not my fault that they don't know how to win, the close game, unlike the Ravens. We gotta win those. The one possession games.
Well, and yeah, that's you know the NFL, what? Man.
And you know what's the funny thing? Next week, we're going to find ourselves the same exact spot. Chargers lose by 3. Philip Rivers game-losing strip sack at the 3-yard line.
Bro, that Chargers 4-5 game is like a classic. Just you tune in, you watch them, and then you just, they blow it in the end.
A 4 p.m. tradition, like a 6 p.m. tradition like no other.
Honestly.
The Chargers 2-minute drink.
The enemy.
If you want to shift your hand, just tune in at about like 6:30 every night, every Wednesday or every Sunday night.
6:30, hey, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central.
The Chargers 2-minute drill is always the same: a run for no gain, incomplete pass, 4th and 10, 50-yard completion to Mike Williams.
And the crazy
20-yard gain, 10-yard rush, interception.
Here in Atlanta, we always get the late Chargers games because the Falcons play early on Fox. So then we get the late Chargers game on CBS.
And it's a Thursday – I mean, it's a Sunday tradition like no other. You're like, ah, it's 6 p.m. I
wonder how the Chargers lose this one.
I wonder how the Chargers lose this one. And they find a way. Like, you know how how you say good teams find a way to win? The Chargers find a way to lose every week.
Yeah.
And it's a new way each time.
If I remember correctly, this week is the first time since like week 6 that a receiver that's not named Keenan Allen or Mike Williams has caught a pass.
Really?
Yeah. So like Hunter Henry and Austin Eckler and
including tight ends.
No, receiver wise, if it's not Mike Williams or Keenan Allen, I think this week was the first time since like week 6 when Jason Moore. Which Nick gets the joke. Hey, but Jason Moore caught a pass. This team's pathetic, man. They're pathetic. Oh, making me look bad. Let's move on. We've laughed at them enough. And
yeah, we've done enough. The Raiders, they lost. The Raiders lost to the Chiefs 40-9. The Raiders, they're done.
We thought they were good. They're still 6-6 somehow, but nah. Even in the AFC, they're done.
Get Josh Jacobs off that damn team.
I don't know if the Raiders play the Steelers or the – let's see. They do play the Titans, though, so that could be an interesting game. I guess they could still kind of be in it if they beat the Titans because then they would hold the tiebreaker over them. So don't count the notches yet, but they're not that great of a team. But who knows if the Titans are that good. So
yeah, let's get off of this game. The Patriots have
Johan. Happened here?
I was
22-28.
So look, man.
How about Tom Brady padding those stats in the end?
Oh, he did. Yeah,
typical Matt Ryan.
You lost to me in fantasy because none of us knew that James White was going to put up.
Dude,
like...
he hasn't scored over 15 in any game this year, and he's dropped 37.
But our offense is abysmal, and. That's all I gotta say. Like, we're pathetic. Our teams.
Where's the panic button at 1 through 10? Panic level, panic meter.
I don't know because this Sunday truly, has Foxborough, December, the Patriots equal.
Okay,
out.
Right now, not looking ahead.
I mean,
are you worried? You have to be worried.
The stereotype is that we figure it out, but I don't know because we don't have. I mean, I guess with Dorsett coming back, but I don't.
Give me a number, Johan.
Oh, I'm at a 6. I'm really worried because our defense.
A 6. Interesting.
Our defense
okay.
I mean, our defense is solid. Our defense isn't. You know, it's not a horrible defense, but if the offense could give them something,
I'm going to be honest.
Nice. We don't have a run game. We don't have receivers.
The Patriots need home field advantage or an upset for the Ravens to go down in the first round for them to make it to the Super Bowl. I honestly don't think the Patriots will be able to win a road game to get to the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's my hot take.
But see, here's my thing, right? Let's say they start. Let's say they figure it out. Basically, with Isaiah Wynn back, I'm really wondering what's going to happen to the O-line and stuff. The Patriots, for some reason, always figure it out, and I could see them just eking it out like they did last year, but I'm really worried, and I think that there's no trade. We can't trade for receiver, so it's either Antonio Brown or bust at this point.
I was about to say you pick Antonio Brown again.
Hey, look! I've thrown all morals out. do it.
Yeah, the Patriots like to do that.
So. Look, Rob Kraft, you like happy endings? Well, here's one. If you pick up Antonio Brown, you'll get another happy ending. Jesus. Yeah.
Let's get away from this. The final game of the week, Seattle Seahawks. They beat the Vikings 37-30.
This was a big game in terms of playoff implications.
Of the number one seed.
Would just like to say that the Seahawks are
sole possession of the number one. I thought they were the number two seed.
No, Seahawks are number one.
I thought the Saints were.
It says the Saints are. They get the tiebreaker based on head-to-head win percentage.
Somebody needs to fix this little the footing here.
No, this was definitely a big game. The Seahawks lose this. They're the sixth seed in the NFC right now and still a game back of the Niners in the division. So, I mean, it definitely massive.
You know what's an interesting thing?
What is interesting?
That I think at the moment, if I had to bet on one team winning it through the road, it'd be Seattle. I don't know. Yep. I don't know if any other team, like maybe the Saints, but the Saints are just like, they're so like, they have such a nice advantage in New Orleans, but I think that like Russell Wilson is the perfect quarterback to lead it on the road.
But, I'm going to be honest, I think I would argue the Ravens, if they had to win three straight road games to make it to the
Super Bowl. I was talking more NFC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was talking more NFC, because I don't see – I mean, look at the Cowboys. We're watching them right now. I don't trust the
Seahawks' whole team, though.
Like we're watching the Cowboys right now. They're getting smacked by what's been an average Bears team.
Legitimately.
Their defense is –
6-6.
Like, they're legit – like, both teams are legit average. And the thing is that – you know, the Bears' offense is abysmal, and they're looking decent. Okay,
I have a question just to go off a little bit. If the Bears win this, do you guys think they're in the playoff hunt?
They'll be – depending on the Vikings, I guess.
The Vikings would have the Bears would be two games back of the Vikings, and they beat the Vikings already, and I think they have another game against the Vikings.
Yeah, the Bears still have another game against the
Vikings. So the Bears actually is – If the Vikings lose one more game and the Bears win out, the Bears are in the playoffs over the Vikings.
If the Bears have to win out, though, they can't lose another game.
It's looking like they're going to win out.
Well, they probably play the Packers again unless they play twice already, right?
The Bears still have to play at Lambeau, which is the game after this week, week.
That one will be an interesting one.
That'll be a fun one. They also play the Chiefs. Oof.
That week 16 game is going to be crazy. That's going to be one I'm very interested in because, I want to see Mahomes. I wish we got this matchup last year.
I know. We did get to see Rams and Bears last year, though.
Yeah, but Goff isn't as good as Mahomes.
But Goff was pretty good. No. Of course, he's not as good, but the Rams' offense was still pretty stacked last year. That's when Todd Gurley wasn't injured.
The Bears have to run the gauntlet. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. Is that the last game?
That is the last game. This was the recap. Thanksgiving
games. Hold on, one more thing.
Week 13.
Which is, you know what's the most impressive thing, though? And, Nick, you listen to fantasy footballers. They were talking about Kirk Cousins' stats. He's not that bad this year.
Shut up. He's a bum.
But
I don't think stats tell – I don't think stats tell the whole story, though. Don't shut up. Yeah.
I don't know. Let's
0-8 on Monday Night Football.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Hey, and you know what the killer is for the Vikings? Kirk Cousins is 0-8 on Monday Night Football. Worst in NFL history. When does he play the Packers again?
They have a Monday Night Football game. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
on Monday night?
Lambeau, or is it in?
Yep. Week 16.
They play.
It's in Minnesota.
The NFL did do Kirk Cousins a favor, though. They flexed out of one of the Vikings games on Sunday night. So. That does help the Vikings.
Well, Sunday night is bad. Monday night is where he really struggles.
It's wild. Oh, you said 0-8, right?
0-8.
That's like
0-8.
I'm pretty sure that was the worst record in.
It's the worst in history. Yep.
How do you not win at least one? Like Monday night games, they're not
0-9 though.
They're not at the same level as Sunday night games, so you can play a shitty team on Monday Night Football. So
I'm telling you, he's about to be 0-9.
We'll see. That'll be a fun game to watch. ESPN actually got a really good Monday night schedule this year, minus a few games that end up being really shitty. But yeah, it'll be fun.
That game will be for the division.
Most likely.
All right.
Let's move it on here, yep. Hayden.
Power ranking time? All right. Yep, so this is going to go a little smoother than it did last week because I'm not as distracted.
But you're 100% more alcoholated.
I guess that is true. This is a little tough to do the
podcast. Is that a word? This week.
It is not.
We just made it a word. We can trademark that for the podcast.
Alcoholic.
All words made up.
Also, okay, so can I do one thing? Because you mentioned the podcast. Shout out to everybody who has us in their top five in Spotify. We love you all. Because I saw a couple people sent me that they got us on their top five in Spotify. So. Yeah.
All right. So, boys, we're starting in hot with the power rankings at number five. All right?
Da-da-da.
The Patriots at number five.
Ooh. Who's at six? Like I'm curious to see if I'd lower them.
Yeah, who's the first out?
The first out? I didn't really think about the first out.
Yep.
But
I didn't think I'd get this far.
I guess the
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't really find a first out right now, but the Patriots. Grimes, I mean, but I like the top five is I think kind of separated from the rest of the NFL.
That's fair. That's fair.
You guys, I know Johan's going to hate where I have some teams listed, and Nick, you'll probably get on to me as well. But the Seahawks come in at number four. So they weren't ranked last week. I mean, I like their team. Russell Wilson's awesome. Second for MVP consideration, I would say.
Wait.
What?
Fuck you. Don't tell me the 49ers are above them.
That's where I knew you were going to get mad. San Francisco's goes at three.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your explanation. I'll discuss it in a second.
Well, I mean, okay, the Seahawks definitely have the better quarterback, and I mean, of course, they're ahead in the division standings right now, but I like the 49ers team as a whole better than the Seahawks team as a whole, and I'll hear your argument that quarterback is the most important position, and I can't really argue against that, but in terms of what I'm seeing, the 49ers played a Ravens team tough on the road. And they only lost the game from a last-second field goal, so I don't know how I punish them that much for losing a game like that against the number one team in the NFL. So that's where my head's at.
Okay, so here's my thing. Oh, man. I saw the Bears. I saw. Oh wow! I just saw the fumble. Yeah, it just happened. I saw this 49ers team with their elite defense and their amazing running team and everything eke out victories against the Cardinals, and they lose to the Seahawks. The Ravens game, I think, isn't too much of an indictment. I mean, that was a close one, and so that's not too bad. But I think that Hayden and Nick, you remind me. Last year when the Rams and Saints played together, did Hayden pick head to head? Just a curious question. No,
I did not.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure you're consistent.
You not remember? That's what I got on about it.
I wanted to make sure you're consistent. I forgot.
Hayden's all process was I pick who I think would win in a head-to-head matchup. The Saints won the head-to-head matchup, and he still
Yeah, and I'm still sticking with that because I think the Niners win the division.
Because see, here's my argument for the Seahawks. Right? You say the Seahawks or the Niners are a more complete team, but yes. I mean, I'd say defensively, yes, but offensively, I still think that they're a little iffy. Just with the fact that they're running.
Hang on. But a complete team involves both offense and defense.
No, it does. It does. The Seahawks defense isn't that great, but
I like the 49ers running backs more. Their receivers on both teams are pretty lacking.
Okay, I don't know what the running back.
I was going to say, look, here's my argument.
Here's my argument. I like the 49ers running back.
When the 49ers played the Seahawks defense wasn't bad. At the end of the game, yes, they let them come back in. But for the most part, the Seahawks defense was playing Garoppolo really
Kittle
well.
Kittle wasn't playing in that game. I would like to point that out.
That is
very,
a big loss.
Big part of their offense.
But even then, I still think that the Seahawks, everybody loves the 49ers run game. The Seahawks are starting to get Rashad Penny in, and that's literally been their like one of their biggest flaws the last few years, is that they drafted Rashad Penny to be a stud. Chris Carson has been really good, but they just haven't. Rashad Penny just hasn't showed up. And now you have, you know, they want to run the ball, and they have two legit running backs that they could play. And you have Russ.
Okay.
The receiver
can
just
run the entire offense.
Dak Prescott is booty.
Okay, so you're talking about the 49ers eking out wins against bad teams. But
oh, no,
you
the Seahawks
look, you,
are eking
the
out
Seahawks
wins,
are doing
too.
The same thing. They beat the Ravens by one. They went to overtime
against the Bucs.
But
they're eking out wins against good teams.
Oh, okay. I meant to say Bengals. I said Ravens. They beat the Bengals by only one.
That was week
one.
That was week
one.
Come on.
Okay, you want to get to a more recent game? The Bucs took them to overtime.
But they're winning games that they're supposed to win.
And the 49ers are doing the same thing. So I
yes, but I also
you
think that they lost to their division rival.
I mean, they did, but they have another game. And I think the Niners win that game. I think Kittle being out was a big played a big impact on the Niners losing to the Seahawks first time around.
Okay. No, to me, I just think that we're gonna end up agreeing to disagree.
We'll see, though. I mean,
but I also have a humongous Seattle bias because I love Russell.
This same debate took place last year, like you said, with the Saints and Rams. So we'll see.
And yeah, I mean, they play one more time in Week 17, if I'm correct. Yes, Week 17. That better be flex because if I see an NFC, last year we got an AFC South game. Wow, Dak. Wow, that's an impressive pass.
The Saints and Niners play at 1 o'clock this week. What the fuck,
dude? All the 1 o'clock games are always loaded. I don't get it.
And you know what sucks is like everybody wants prime time. I don't want to watch this game at one. I'm watching Red Zone at one. Let me focus on a game like this later on. But as I was saying, this game better be flexed because last year we had to watch Colts, like it was like Colts Titans for the Week 17 Sunday Night Football game.
That was the worst play-in game in the history of
yeah, it was a play-in game and it was horrible. But let's move on. Number two.
Speaking of the Saints, they come in at number two. I'm not too impressed.
Oh, the Packers are off this list.
I'm not. Yeah, the Packers.
Probably. Yeah, they're off last.
I guess the Packers might have been the honorable mention, but I'm not really gonna give an honorable mention. New England. But I mean the Saints. I mean I'm not in love with the Saints, but I just kind of moved them up there by default. I don't just how the week played out, and I mean they beat a Falcons team pretty badly. The Falcons made a run at the end to make the score look respectable. But the Saints are a good team. Michael Thomas is a good receiver. And I mean, I like the Saints defense as well. So
their run defense is gonna, never mind. We have picks.
And like they clinched the NFC South already. And I mean, that's
clinching in November. Clinching in November is big.
It is big. Definitely.
They got a home field game for sure. At this point, they're playing to keep home field, but they for sure have an advantage whenever their first game is.
Yeah. I mean, the NFC does not want to see the Saints get the one seed. I'll tell you that.
Oh, God, no.
I don't want to see the Saints get the one seed. Okay, so.
You tell that to the refs. The refs want to see them get that one seed. Then number one.
Obviously, the Ravens.
Obviously, it's the Ravens, yeah.
They beat a good 49ers team at home. Like we said earlier, winning the tough November, I guess it was a December game at home in the rain, grinding one out. Justin Tucker, best kicker in the NFL. Yeah. And I don't think there's a debate about it. And yeah, that's my list. So Patriots 5, Seahawks 4, 49ers
3, Kyrie Fairbairn.
Saints 2, and Ravens 1.
No, wait, Kai Fairbairn. I don't know. That's one of those. It's Kai Fairbath.
Kai Forbath.
I don't know.
The Patriots kicker.
Yeah. He just got cut, I'm pretty sure.
Johan, we didn't get who he played for wrong this week.
We didn't, yeah.
Round of applause.
It will return next week.
I mean, Hayden, you didn't get one right either. I did.
You don't know the Patriots punter, though, so.
Okay, but I got one right. Who wins, me or you?
All
right,
we're moving on to pigskin pick'em. Carolina Panthers.
The Bears are doing their job for us.
Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, we're going to have to write off this game. I would have picked the Bears, by the way.
I would have picked I picked the Cowboys.
I don't know who I did, to be honest. I probably would have picked the Cowboys, though.
Okay, so Panthers.
Anyway, Panthers, Falcons.
Falcons 3-point favorites, and I picked – I already have my
picks. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the Panthers look without Ron Rivera this week.
Yeah, I picked the Falcons in this one.
I also picked the Falcons. I already have my picks going to pick them done, too.
Oh, nice, yeah.
I'm going to – the Panthers can't lose to the Falcons twice, so I'm picking the Panthers, and that's my logic. Bias clearly plays into that. So,
right, the Baltimore Ravens are playing the Buffalo Bills. I picked the Ravens.
This is a big game for the Bills. I don't know, Johan. Oh, what's the line on this one?
Let me tell you, it is the Ravens are 5.5-point favorites on the road.
If the Bills weren't in the Patriots division, this could be like a big seeding implication matchup because only one game back.
It still could be.
Depending on how the Bills do against the Patriots later on. But
this week has some huge games that affect playoff seeding.
I gained some respect for the Bills beating the Cowboys, even though the Cowboys are shitty, but you know, it's still a good win on the road. But I didn't get enough respect for them to beat the Ravens. So I'm going with the Ravens.
All right. Cincinnati Bengals in the Cleveland Browns. Oof. Next.
Browns go to next. 6-7.
Browns. Hang on. I would just like to point out, I hate when teams do this. It's 4th-and-1. What do the Cowboys do? They stick an 8 offensive lineman, a fullback, and a blocking tight end. I wonder what the fuck they're going to do.
Hard to stop, though. Even though it is hard to stop, coming.
But I hate Zeke scored. It did work, but I hate plays that are telegraphed like that. It's just a pet peeve of mine. Like, I think versatility needs to be built into every play. Like, you need to at least have the threat of somebody. What if it's a fake handoff and somebody rolls out for a pass?
Some teams do that. They do the fake handoff and get their tight end out and just flip it to their tight end who's wide open.
Well, when Jason Witten's lined up in the backfield, he's not running out for a pass.
I didn't see the exact formation. Panthers like do that with Greg Olsen a lot. That's one of their patented plays.
Anyways, I picked the Browns.
I picked the Browns.
We all picked.
They lose this one, man, something's gotta happen.
Cleveland's gonna burn.
They lose this game
because Baker's not playing well. He didn't play last week. Play well. I mean, he was injured. But
Let's move on.
Sorry.
The Denver Broncos are playing the Houston Texans.
Is this y'all's lock of the week?
Oh man, we should have talked about the Texans a little more because that was a big win they got over the Patriots.
It was.
Deshaun Watson looked really good, and I mean they're in control of the division right now. But they still do play the Titans twice down the
stretch. That's a division that there's no such thing as. Being
I don't know
control.
If they play the Titans the last week of the year again. We could see a Titans play a game again. Sunday Night Football, Week 17.
I beg the NFL not to do it. Please don't
do it. Fuck it up.
I mentioned. The Browns are 7.5-point favorites.
Oh man, they do play the Titans last week of the season.
Oh buddy, no. Look at that!
Oh, it's happening.
The AFC South strikes again. Vikings. Lions at Vikings. Vikings are 13-point favorites at home.
Who's gonna be the QB for this game? Do we know?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably David Blyle.
Yeah.
Okay,
I assume because Vikings it is. Yeah, Vikings.
If Stafford played.
Is Stafford out for the year? Has that been determined?
He might as well
be.
He
is.
He should
even
be.
If his injury is not season-ending, he's done for the year.
There's no play.
Sit him down.
All right, so we're all...
It's a shame, too, because he's having such a good season. He's playing well.
Yeah, we all agree on the Vikings. The Redskins are playing at the Packers.
A game with big playoff implications.
Packers showing half-point favorites. I forget that the Redskins have to win out.
You're damn.
And with the Cowboys losing, it's possible.
It is, but everything is lining up so far for the Redskins to make it to the playoffs.
Dude, Dwayne
Haskins. The Redskins could be eliminated this week if the Eagles win.
Hey, so far, if the Cowboys lose, that's one check off the list that needs to happen.
Bro, we need the Dwayne Haskins breakout game to be, oh my god, on the road
at Lambeau.
At the road at Lambeau. Or,
I'm going to go ahead and say it's not going to happen. I'm picking the Packers.
Did you say the line for this game, Johan?
I did. 12.5, my bad. 13 was the...
I believe the Redskins are on a bigger winning streak heading into this game.
They are. They won 2 straight games.
I think 3 straight, right? Or no? Did they get that other one?
No, they had 1 win early on.
Okay, so they have the minimum requirement for a streak.
Yeah.
Will the streak continue? I hope it does, but I don't think it will.
Yeah, I don't think it will. All right. I'm picking the Packers. I don't know. Y'all can pick the Redskins if you want.
Nah, we all pick the Packers.
Yeah. Moving on, the Colts.
Buccaneers.
Yeah, Colts travel to Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-point favorites at home. And
honest, I'm pretty confident in the Bucs here. The Colts have been kind of falling off.
I'm going to take the Bucs here.
Who knows if we get good or bad Jameis Winston.
I also picked the Bucs.
We got good Jameis Winston last week, so I don't know if it's like an up or down type thing.
My fantasy team is praying that good Jameis Winston continues to but puts up touchdowns.
Ooh, hopefully he doesn't then.
Question, y'all think Jameis ends up staying? No. I really wonder what they're going to do because
team cannot make it to the playoffs with Jameis Winston. They, even though he's a good enough quarterback to keep him like 7-9, in the 7-9 range, they need a change to get into the playoffs.
But even then, their defense isn't that great.
Like, their run defense is, though.
Yes, but like their secondary is toast. Burnt toast. Bond. So, Kyle Allen could probably go off against them. We've seen Kyle Allen play.
We have Kyle Allen did go off against the Bucks. That was a London game. So yeah,
I'm still
all right. We all picked the Buccaneers.
That is correct.
The Dolphins are playing at the New York Jets.
The Jets are 5.5 point favorite. You bet the damn house. Bet the damn house.
No,
on this
no,
one.
No,
no, no, yes. Hell no.
Yes, you bet the damn the house. No, no, I'm taking the Miami Dolphins. This is my lock of the week. The Miami Dolphins secure their fourth victory of the season.
Guys,
if anyone is putting their house on the Dolphins,
all right, let me type in our locks of the week.
There hasn't been a line that screamed lock of the week.
Let's
for
see,
me.
Well, mine. Yeah, mine is the Dolphins. That the Dolphins are 5.5 point underdogs. I will take
Let's get this rolling, boys. I'm picking the Jets. I have to go pee, so let's get this rolling.
Oh, all
right. The 49ers are playing at the Saints.
What's the line for this?
Picking the Saints.
Give me 1 second. Sorry, my phone wasn't on.
I picked the Jets, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
The Saints are 2.5 point favorites. And
ooh,
I expect the Saints to... I think that this game...
Mitchell Trubisky just made the Cowboys look like fucking clowns.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I for my fantasy defense.
Oh, here's the replay.
When did Mitchell Trubisky decide to get good?
He's playing
the
Cowboys.
He just ran. He ran in.
Oh,
did he juke the guy out? Kind of.
But what was I going to say? I think that the Saints win this one comfortably.
Comfortably?
I think so.
You're 40. Johan's a 49ers hater.
No.
So we have to point that out.
No.
Because he's a Seahawks fan.
No. Okay, but here's
Johan,
my thing,
no,
right?
You are a hater.
Oh,
of
49ers. I am.
But you're a fanboy of the Seahawks.
I am.
That's absolute
fact. Yes, that's fine. But I think that the 49ers' strength is their running, and guess what? The Saints' strength is their run defense. So it's going to be an interesting matchup, and I think the Saints will win this one. And yeah,
this is also a big game for playoff implications. I'm actually going to roll with the 49ers in this one.
Oh wow, not by at all.
Upset special. I think they've been disrespected. Not just by Johan, but by many people. And I think they're going to come out and...
Another little pet peeve of mine. I hate Michael Bennett's pads.
He
wears those tiny little baby
pads. The punter pads? The kicker pads?
I hate it.
Okay, so... Yeah.
Moving on into the classic Chargers 405 window.
Ugh, fuck off.
The Jags.
Chargers are 3-point favorites on the road. I'm taking the Chargers in this one, man. They got Philip Rivers has to go home happy at some point, right? His poor wife.
I'm also picking the Chargers.
Kids go to school and get made fun of. They get bullied.
Nah, dude.
Your dad can't throw a pick for you.
I don't trust the Chargers. I'm picking the Jags in a game where the Chargers blow it in the end again. So.
All right. Here it is. The Tennessee Titans are playing at the Oakland Raiders.
Another big game for playoff implications in terms of the wild card.
The Titans are 2.5 point favorites on the road, and I'm taking the Titans in this one.
Hey, what are you picking?
I think the luck runs out in Tennessee. I'm picking the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, interesting.
Well, if the luck runs out in Tennessee, it doesn't matter because they're playing in Oakland.
The luck runs out for Tennessee.
Oh, man.
All right. Open up the bank accounts. Break out the college savings.
Oh!
Open the 401k. Cause you put your mortgage down on this one. The Titans are taking it. The streak will continue. Titans move to 8-5. They're not going to take possession of the number one seed. Or number one in that division.
Is this really one of those games where you bet the house on where it's like a 2.5
point? It is for
point?
Me. Ryan Tannehill ripped this defense a new one.
Nick's a little biased on this.
The Oakland Raiders have an absolute god-awful defense, run and pass, and they're about to go up against a monster of a man named Derrick Henry, and Ryan Tannehill's just going to throw wherever the fuck he wants to.
Damn, Hayden, I wonder where Hayden's lock of the week is going
to
come.
There might not be one.
Moving
we'll have
on.
To see. I'll have to judge the lines.
The Pittsburgh Steelers traveled to Arizona to play the Cardinals, a Super Bowl rematch from years ago. Both teams are very different since then.
The Steelers are
2.5 point favorites on the road. I picked the Steelers to win this one, but if the Cardinals somehow managed to pull off a victory, I wouldn't be stunned.
And to be honest with you saying that, and I mean, just a gut feeling, I'm picking the Cardinals in the upset in this one. Upset
Ooh.
Special.
I'm picking the Steelers just because I want them to be as close to 12-4 as possible.
For me, it's just that, I don't know, the Cardinals, they didn't play too well against the Rams, but they still have a capable offense. It's their defense. Doug Hodges is going to have the day of his life. Field day.
I assume we're saving the big boy for last, right?
We should. Yeah.
Chiefs Pats?
We might as well talk about it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're already leading into it.
Wait, we forgot Seahawks Rams.
That's a night game. My bad. Dipshit.
How is that the night game? Okay.
I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, so can we Patriots are 3-point favorites at home, and okay. I'm taking the Patriots. Out of no absolute like confidence, they're my team. I'll take them in this one.
God, I want to say this is tough. This is close. That's why it's only 3 points for the Patriots. I'm gonna roll with the Chiefs in this one, and it's not a confident pick, but that's how I feel. I feel like it's a 50-50 game, so I'm rolling with Patrick Mahomes over Tom Brady.
Wow.
So I'm the only one taking Patriots. I went out of order with the Steelers Cardinals one. Guys, do forgive me. Okay. Seahawks, Rams, Sunday night football. Seahawks 1-point favorites on the road.
This is my walk of the week. This is not going to be a home game for the Rams. The Seahawks are the better team. It's going to be a neutral game, and you're giving the Seahawks a point. I mean, I'm taking the Seahawks. I'm not going to say bet the house, but I'm going to say this is the closest it comes to a lock of the week for me with the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm also picking the Seahawks here.
Yeah, I'm picking the Seahawks.
Because the Rams are still getting that 3-point home field advantage, but it's not a home field advantage in L.A. There could be more Seahawks fans there.
So. This is going to be we're going to have to get one. We're going to get one of those fraudulent golf games again where he plays all right.
This game is actually super close earlier in the year, though. I think the Rams kicked the game-winning field goal, right? If I remember correctly,
Goff had I wasn't a missed field goal. Goff did a led a game-winning drive,
and they missed the game-winning
drive. But yeah, they missed the field goal. It was a potential game. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened.
Jesus,
I don't know what just happened, but a potential game winner, and then they Zerline missed it.
Right, the final game of the week. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants.
Dun, dun, the
Eagles
dun,
have
dun.
To win to stay alive.
Eli Manning makes his return.
Well, actually, no, they don't because the Cowboys lose. They can lose.
What's the line for this game, Johan?
It is the Eagles are 9-point favorites at home.
That's a little aggressive. I'm not going to lie. Well,
Eli Manning is playing in this game.
Eli Manning, the return.
The Eagles just lost to the Dolphins, and you're giving them 9 points? I mean, the Giants at least have Saquon.
I'd also like to point out, it takes a lot to make Jason Witten angry, and he's out there shouting at people on the sideline. Like, he's giving people hell.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. This is my
what is it? He has to pull a rabbit out the hat or something like that. Line. Pull a hat out of a rabbit. I forgot what he said.
Rabbit out of your head.
Thank you.
Rabbit out of your ass.
You're picking – wait, what did you say?
This is my bet the house line of the week.
But you're betting it on the Giants.
I'm saying the Giants cover. I'm not saying they win.
Nate's betting on the Giants, everybody.
The Eagles 9 points? I'm not taking that.
Never trust a man who bets on the New York Giants.
Never trust a team that loses to the Dolphins.
Hey.
Yeah, but the Dolphins are better than the Giants.
Yeah, they might be.
But, I mean, this shows
they
the
play
Eagles
each other
can lose
I think
to,
they play each other next week.
Or, this shows the Eagles can lose to any team.
Yeah, well, you know what happened. You know, any given Sunday, man. You know, anything could happen.
Exactly. And I think the Giants cover, but they lose.
I'm picking the Eagles here.
Yeah, I'm picking the Eagles here.
Because the Vegas line, this one is including the spirit of the Eagles after being embarrassed. That's what I think.
I mean, I'm not doubting the Eagles are going to win. I think they do, but I think the Giants cover. 9 points is a little aggressive. I think.
Do you want to bet on that?
Real life?
Yeah. Do you want to put money on that? I'll take you on that.
I don't have money, so.
I'd like to.
Speaking of, Ryan owes me a piece of tea for something. I'm glad you brought up betting.
No. Well, I was going to say, if you guys want to bet, you should bet a Taco Mac meal on it.
I was going to – no. I had another proposition for Hayden.
because we're gonna be talking back on Sunday.
We are.
Is this a fantasy proposition?
No. I don't play with fantasy. I'm not proposing anything there. I don't even know if I'm gonna win this week. I was gonna propose that you and I bet on that LSU Georgia game.
See, I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one. I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, that concludes the pigskin pick'em portion. Johan, anything to add?
No.
Do we want to talk a little college football, or do you just want to sign off?
Alabama got up. I mean, Alabama lost.
Got whacked.
That was funny.
I mean, there's not much to say. There's going to be a lot to say once these championship games finish up, though.
Yeah, Utah, Oregon. That's good. Depending on how everything shakes out, I mean, if Georgia loses, I think that Utah might be able to slide in. Conference champs. Okay,
so this is where I kind of want to get into. Or Ohio Oklahoma. State and LSU have clinched the playoff, right? Do we all agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Even if they lose, they're still
in. And Clemson, because of who they're playing, they pretty much clinched. But if they lose, they're obviously out. No, but they're not losing to Virginia. If they lose, so this is the first ranked team. That I guess the second, because technically A&M was ranked, but I'm not going to count that. To be honest, they won't, if they win this game, they won't play a game against any ranked team because Virginia would drop out of the rankings. So
yeah,
it's wild. If a Georgia ends up beating LSU, I would actually say Clemson should be the 4 seed. So that's where I would go with that. But let's see.
And quick question. So let's say this happens. This is what I want to put in for college football. Ohio State wins, sure. Georgia wins.
Georgia and LSU are both in. So Ohio State's
the guaranteed one. Where would you see them though? Let's just say Clemson wins theirs too.
I mean, what ranking?
So the top four stay. Where do you see them? Georgia overtakes LSU as the 2, right?
You know, for the ACC fans can complain. Right, I'm still taking the SEC teams. I don't think
it
plays
out this way, but this is how I would rank it. I would have Ohio State 1, Georgia 2, LSU 3, and Clemson 4.
But that'd be a rematch.
How I think it's actually going to go, Ohio State, I think it's going to be Clemson 2, Georgia 3, LSU 4. That's how I think it's going to happen, but that's not how I would see it.
Yeah, because I don't think they want to play them again. And I think they value
Clemson a little too high as well. And the rematch does play a factor as well.
Clemson, Utah.
Utah? If Georgia wins?
No, I'm just saying that's what I think the playoff is going
to
be.
Oh, I thought we were talking about just that scenario you laid out.
No, that was the only question I had.
No,
the thing is, they kind of set it up for Oklahoma or Baylor to make it. Because if you think about it, they're, of course, behind Utah right now. But Oklahoma and Baylor are 6-7. So the winner of that game is going to have a better win than Utah is going to have.
No lie, CD Lamb in the playoffs. Oof,
I don't think Utah makes it. I don't think Utah can make it.
I don't know. If Baylor wins, I
take that back. They probably put Utah in if Baylor wins.
Yeah.
But if Oklahoma wins, Utah is not going to make it.
Is that all the college football talk we got?
That's all we need for now. We can get into it next week once everything is set in stone. But yeah.
But Johan, I do have one question for you, since Hayden here is not a fan of other sports. Joshua Ruiz 2 is happening on Saturday. Who are you picking?
This totally I'm really curious as to how it's going to go because I don't know. I think that there's a scenario where Joshua fixes himself and he's prepared this time, or there's a scenario where it wasn't a fluke. So I'm going to cheer for the fat Hispanic guy, and I'm going to take Ruiz.
That's fair. I think Anthony Joshua is going to come out and absolutely whack.
Wait, this happens this weekend?
Yeah.
On Saturday at like 1 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Ron from Harry Potter doing TV shows? Interesting.
I might actually have to watch that. I'm interested
in
this.
Wow, Mr. Boxing doesn't matter. Wow.
I never said boxing doesn't matter. This is actually an interesting fight. And since it's on at 1 a.m., it doesn't conflict with college football, so.
Oh, my gosh. It's on at 1 a.m. I forget the Saudi bag.
Well, hold up. Oh, it is in Saudi Arabia. It might be on at, like, 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh, oof. That'd be a big oof.
Because if it's being hosted in Saudi Arabia.
How? That the 2:30 game for it's like a 3:30 CBS game.
Baylor and Oklahoma play at noon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's at noon on Saturday.
Oh, really?
That's why. That's why did they put this in Saudi Arabia?
Because the Saudi money. Bag.
I get will, that.
No,
but
that
like,
noon is when the card starts. I bet you Ruiz Hayden won't actually fight until 3 p.m.
I'd like to tell you that the like for example the Spanish so La Liga their Super Cup is going to be played in Saudi Arabia. It's the bag, bro.
It's the money. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess those oil people got the bag.
Yeah. Oil people. Oh my gosh. Oil people. Yeah. That's. Well, I don't know why you got to.
And your Ruiz. The reigning WBA, IBF, and WBO heavyweight champion puts that it all on the line.
That picture of him holding all the title belts, it's like one fight. He's got everything. It's pretty funny. Yep. All right, well, I think this is a good thing to end it.
I hope Ruiz wins. But it'd be cool. Joshua is going to wax him. Third round knockout. That's just what I think is going to happen. I hope it doesn't.
So I think this is a good stopping point. All right,
guys. We kept it a tight 1 hour.
That less than an hour, actually. Thank you guys for listening.
Good luck on finals if you're in college.
Yeah. Good luck on finals. Good luck in your fantasy football matchups if you do that. If you, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to y'all next week.